Mistress of Blackstone Castle by Patricia Werner. Chapter 1. Nottingham, England, November 1880. My fingers were the only part of me that still moved after 10 hours at the lace factory. My back hurt from leaning over the pillow on my knees. My eyes strained from squinting at the pattern made by the threads I twisted and crossed to form the various meshes and openings. The whistle blew, but for a moment my fingers continued to work by rote. Though I'd waited for quitting time all day, it was as if my mind had left my body, and I was little better than the machines that wove lace under this same roof. Gradually I responded to the stopping of the machines around me in the dingy factory, and my mind relayed the message to my hands to be still. "Oh, my aching back!" said Eliza Litchfield, carefully folding the piece of Maltese pillow lace she was making next to me. "Another day gone, and I'm still alive. I'll walk with you as far as Market Square. My Bill's meeting me there if he's done with his rounds." I took a deep breath and stood up, the muscles in my body creaking from stiffness. I hadn't stood since our brief break at midday, when we were allowed to go down to the paved courtyard to get a bit of fresh air. Still, I couldn't complain too much. The workers who ran the great machines on the floors below were worse off, being on their feet most of the day. "Coming, Eliza," I said, putting down my pillow and bobbins. It took us 6 months to produce what the machines could produce in a day. But Mr. Biddleston got enough orders for handmade lace to warrant his hiring a half dozen of us to make the stuff, and though it was hard work, we took pride in it. I held up my piece for Liza to see. She shook her head. "Wonder what grand lady'll be wearing that?" I smiled, fingering...